Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Mullen, and we welcome you to the August 28th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, Matt. I'm Amy Fisher. Now let's see what's going on. There have been a number of announcements concerning rent increases in Freeport that have been a topic of discussion at recent city council meetings. These increases are related to the purchase of Chapman properties by PPG Homes, both of which are private landlords. PPG Homes is an out-of-area management company. While the city has been urged to address these rent increases, the state's Rent Control Preemption Act does not give the city that authority. This law states that a local government cannot enact, maintain, or enforce an ordinance or resolution that would control the amount of rent charged by a privately owned company leasing a private property. According to Attorney General Kwame Raoul, Illinois landlords have the right to change rental rates at will and can raise the amount for any property they rent in a week-to-week or month-to-month tenancy. They must provide a 7-day notice for a week-to-week lease or a 30-day notice for a month-to-month lease. Landlords cannot raise rent for properties with a fixed-term lease. Rent for a property with a year-long lease, for example, cannot be raised before the end of the lease. So while the city wants to ensure that all residents have access to affordable housing, city officials cannot affect rents charged by private parties. The city does maintain a rental registry program to help maintain communication with local landlords and provides a tenant inspection program for anyone who believes that their rental property does not meet applicable building or maintenance codes. Inspections can be scheduled with the Department of Community Development by filling out a tenant inspection request, which is available online at cityoffreeport.org. Tenants also have leasing rights, and anyone believing that their legal rights may have been violated is urged to contact Prairie State Legal Services at 815-965-2134. In addition, Freeport Township offers rental assistance programs and can be reached at 815-235-8012 or by visiting the township office at 524 West Stevenson Street in Freeport. A listing of other potential resources that may be helpful in the case of a rent increase, such as the Freeport Housing Authority and the Northern Illinois Community Action Agency, are listed in the print version of this episode. Freepod has located a landlord transition notice on the PPG website, and a copy of the notice appears in the print version of this episode as well.
In other city news, updates to water mains, sewer system, and repaving continue on Carroll Avenue until later today. The intersection of Carroll Avenue and Galena Avenue will be closed for manhole work. Carroll Avenue is currently undergoing a $2 million reconstruction and will continue to be closed from Empire to Adams Street until the end of September. A number of other streets in Freeport, including Stevenson Street near Park Boulevard intersection and Greenfield Drive, are in various stages of closure, and construction has also begun on Hance Drive. Construction areas are reopened at the end of each day, so the residents in these areas are able to pull in and out of their driveways during work. Delays may occur, and it may sometimes take longer to maneuver in the area. Signage give crews the proper space and safety to work, and ignoring them can create safety hazards for all involved.
The long and sometimes bumpy road that the Stevenson Nursing Center, formerly known as Walnut Acres, has traveled in the past few years may have come to an end. In a 12-4 vote last week, the Stevenson County Board voted to sell the facility and all of its operations to Serenity Estates Freeport, a company based in the suburbs that deals only with operating assisted living facilities and nursing centers. The company is also sometimes referred to as Freeport Nursing LLC. The vote comes after years of discussion about the fate of the facility. Debates on the subject have been heated over the years. The recent vote by the county board determined that the financial condition of the facility had reached a point where sale was the only way to keep the place open and keep residents in the home they have known for years. However, a local citizens coalition, Hope in the Midwest, had previously filed an injunction against the sale prior to the board meeting where the current vote was taken. The facility was built in the 70s after a referendum was passed by local voters to support its construction, and the coalition believes that the decision to sell the facility should also be decided by voters. The vote that was just taken would make the sale effective September 1st if no legal barriers prevent the sale from proceeding. The new owners would begin their management of the facility with a temporary license and would need to secure a permanent license from the state to legally operate the facility.
School has started for the Freeport School District 145, and a full calendar of important dates is available at their website, fsd145.org. We were sure that all Pretzel fans would like to know the first home football game will be next Friday, September 5th, against Belvedere North, and Homecoming 2025 will kick off with the Homecoming Parade on Wednesday, October 1st. As classes and school activities get underway, please remember to be alert for students walking to and from school and frequent stops by school buses. We hope that all area students and teachers have a great start to the 2025-26 school year.
As part of its programming entitled Art in Every Stitch, a Quilt Show, the Freeport Art Museum is hosting a bed-turning event next Thursday, September 4th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the museum at 121 North Harlem Avenue in Freeport. Featured artists will lift and turn quilts from a stack, sharing the personal stories, techniques, and inspirations behind each piece. Guests are invited and encouraged to bring their own quilts to add to the bed pile and share their histories in this community-centered tradition. A bed turning is a traditional social event and type of presentation for sharing quilts, where multiple quilts are stacked on a bed and displayed one at a time by turning or rolling them back to reveal each one. Historically, bed turnings were community gatherings where women would showcase their quilting skills to friends and neighbors. The event provided an opportunity for guests to see the intricate handiwork and a wide range of quilts, often made at homes during long winter nights. As the quilts were turned over, the story, history, or details behind each quilt were presented, providing context and appreciation for the maker's work and the historical significance of the piece, while helping to preserve the stories and heritage associated with antique and family heirloom quilts.
FHN is offering up three $1,000 scholarships to students pursuing specific healthcare careers. The FHN Healthcare Career Scholarship Program is open to any student residing in FHN's service area and currently enrolled in an accredited program of study in support of a wide variety of healthcare professions, including imaging, information technology, nursing, pharmacy, rehab services, respiratory therapy, health information management, surgical tech, laboratory services, and more. Applicants must provide evidence of a current GPA of 3.0 or better and submit an essay explaining why they are currently working towards a healthcare profession and how their involvement would benefit FHN's service area. Finalists must also participate in an interview if selected. The application forms and more details are available online at fhn.org. Winners will be announced in December and funds dispersed to the winning student's college or university to be applied towards expenses for the spring 26 term. Applications are due next Friday, September 5th. For more information, you can call FHN Human Resources at 815-599-6336, or you can email them at recruitment@fhn.org.
The Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance starts their new season of programming next Tuesday, September 2nd, with a potluck at 6 p.m. at St. John United Church of Christ at 1010 South Park Boulevard in Freeport. The meal will be followed at 7:15 by a program on the spring migration of birds through the mid-coast of Maine by Key Henze, a biology major at Highland Community College. Henze will review photos and observations from a trip to mid-coast Maine for Hog Island Audubon Camp's spring migration. Highlights of this trip include a firsthand look at Project Puffin's reintroduction of the Atlantic puffin to mid-coast Maine, a nesting female northern parula, and a stunning flurry of warbler activity on the Monhegan Island, a migratory hotspot. Henze has many photographs and anecdotes to share about the adventure. Attendees should bring a dish to pass and their own table service. Beverages will be provided. Guests can also attend the program only and arrive after 7 p.m.
As we look at the week ahead, Freepot reminds local photographers that the City of Freeport 2025 Photo Contest closes on Sunday, August 31st. Up to three photos can be submitted, and the winner will be chosen by the community in an online public vote in early September to be featured in a fall issue of the city newsletter and then be showcased in the City Hall lobby for a year. Rules for the contest can be found on the city website at cityoffreeport.org. If you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by supporters of the Experimental Aircraft Association 475 of Freeport Pilots. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 to 5. Serve up brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. As always, don't forget the farmers markets tomorrow, both in downtown Freeport near Higher Grounds on the south edge of the city, as well as in Lena. Next Wednesday, September 3rd, movie lovers We'll enjoy the next film in the Lindo Theater's Select Picks Classic Film series. The 1989 movie Steel Magnolias highlights the bonds of friendship among a group of women in a small Louisiana town, stars Sally Field, Dolly Parton, Julia Roberts, and more, and a number of other well-known actors. It will be shown at 1 and 7 p.m. at regular ticket prices, and moviegoers can stay after both showings for a discussion with film series host Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel. This is the 15th year the film series has been hosted by Ed and Alan. Looking further ahead, be sure that Brewfest is on your calendar. This very popular event, hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership, is coming up on Saturday, September 27th. As always, attendees will not only be able to enjoy a variety of local beers, but also a whole afternoon of fun and entertainment to celebrate the season. If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of the Freepod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview with Freepod host Tim Connors visiting with area music director Bill Peterson about creating great music for the community and all the wonderful friends that join in the effort. The interview is available online, and you can listen anytime. Next Tuesday, Tim will visit with Dr. Anna Alvarado, Superintendent of Schools for Freeport School District 145, about the recent changes in locations for lower grades that took effect for this school year. This pod will post at noon on Tuesday, September 2nd, and be available to listen to then or anytime after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice. As always, Freepod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team Freepod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. For more information, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. Have a great Labor Day weekend, and thank you for listening.